Okay, so we've all been there, right? That 3 p.m. slump hits,
Oh, tell me about it.
and you just crave
Yeah.
something sugary.
Totally.
Like, it's basically an unwritten rule of the afternoon.
Right.
But what if I told you
Yeah.
ditching sugar, and I mean all of it, for 30 days
Okay.
could completely transform your health? We're
Oh,
talking
yeah.
complete
Oh, I
transformation.
have a treat.
So, to dive into this, we're checking out this YouTube video. What happens if you quit sugar for 30 days?
Okay. I've heard of this.
Yeah, it's been making the rounds.
Yeah.
We're going to break it all down, the science, the social side of it, and whether this challenge is really doable
Right.
for you.
Yeah. Because it's not as easy as it sounds, right?
No, definitely not. There's a lot to unpack. And one thing this video really makes clear is that quitting sugar is not just about,
Right.
skipping dessert. It goes way deeper than that.
It really does. One of the most interesting points they make is about how we view sugar in the first place.
Yeah, like what did they say?
So they talk about how it's not just about, like you said, cutting out the obvious things like candy or cake.
Right.
It's about understanding the difference between free sugars,
Okay.
which are things like honey or fruit juice, and the sugars that are kind of hiding in plain sight.
Hiding, what do you mean?
So processed grains, things like bread and cereal, even granola bars.
Wait, hold on. You're telling me my healthy granola bar
Yeah.
could be a secret sugar bomb?
It's very possible. They might not taste super sweet, but they often contain a surprising amount of sugar.
Wow, sneaky.
It all comes down to something called glycemic load, which is essentially how quickly different carbs
Okay.
can spike your blood sugar.
Right, because all carbs aren't created equal.
Exactly. And those processed grains, even if they don't taste super sweet, they burn fast and hot, sending your blood sugar soaring.
Okay, so it's like a quick burst of energy, but then what?
Then comes the crash. And those constant spikes and crashes, that's what can really mess with your body in the long run.
I see. So it's not just about the sugar itself, it's about how it affects our energy levels throughout the day.
Exactly. It's about understanding the bigger picture of how sugar, in all its forms, is impacting our bodies.
So we've talked about those sneaky sugars, but
Yeah.
what I'm really curious about is what happens when you actually take the plunge and
Wow.
ditch sugar cold turkey.
Right.
The video doesn't sugarcoat it, does it? Those first few days sound kind of brutal.
Yeah, they're pretty upfront about that.
Like, what actually happens? What can you expect?
Well, your body's used to running on sugar.
Makes sense.
So when you cut it off, suddenly
Yeah.
it's like taking away its favorite fuel.
Oh, I bet.
So yeah, those first few days are all about battling what they call the carb crash.
The carb crash, catchy. But what does that actually feel like?
Like headaches,
Oh,
cravings,
yeah, I can imagine.
maybe even some digestive issues. It's basically sugar withdrawal.
Not gonna lie, that does not sound fun at all.
It's no walk in the park, that's for sure.
So how do you even deal with that? How do people push through?
Well, the video uses this great analogy.
Okay.
Imagine your body's like a car,
Okay.
and you're switching from gasoline
Right.
to electric power.
Okay.
It's going to take a little while to adapt to that new fuel source.
Right. That makes sense. Got to get used to that new energy.
Exactly. And you know what? This is actually where most people cave. Those first 72 hours, the cravings are just too intense.
Oh, I totally get it. But if you can push past that, what happens?
Things get really interesting. You start seeing some incredible changes.
Okay, now you've got my attention. Tell me more about these incredible changes.
Well, imagine this. It's day 10.
Okay.
You wake up and that afternoon slump,
Yeah.
it doesn't hit you.
Wait, seriously?
You're energized. Your body started tapping into its fat stores for energy.
Wow, that's amazing.
And get this, they're specifically targeting that dangerous visceral fat.
Oh, right, the stuff that surrounds your organs.
Exactly. We're not just talking about fitting into your skinny jeans here. We're talking serious health risks.
Right. This is
And
about feeling good from the inside out.
exactly. And what's cool is that the video recommends getting a DEXA scan.
A DEXA scan.
Yeah, it's this really precise body scan that can actually tell the difference between fat and muscle mass.
Oh, wow. That's high tech.
Right. So you get a super clear picture of what's going on inside your body.
That's incredible. I'm starting to see why people are so into this whole sugar detox thing.
Right. And it's not just about the fat loss.
There's more.
Oh, yeah. It's like this cascade of benefits starts kicking in.
Like what? Give me the highlights.
Your skin clears up.
No way.
Your mental clarity improves.
So you're saying I could actually think straight?
Exactly. It's like your brain is firing on all cylinders again.
That's
And
amazing.
your energy levels, they just keep going.
Okay, I am sold. This is incredible. Wow. I am seriously impressed by these changes. And we're only at day 20?
Right.
So what happens during that home stretch?
Well, think of days 21 to 30 as like solidifying those changes.
Okay.
You're basically becoming a sugar-free superhero at this point.
I love it. Sign me up. So what kind of superpowers are we talking about?
Well, for starters, the video talks about reduced inflammation throughout your whole body.
Oh, wow. And that's huge for just like everything, right?
Absolutely. Inflammation is linked to so many health issues, so getting that under control is a big deal.
Totally. What else?
They also mention potential relief from joint pain,
Oh, interesting.
which, let's face it, a lot of people
I
struggle
learned.
with. And get this, even improvements in gut health.
Which we're learning, like, affects everything.
Exactly. It's all connected.
It's crazy how much sugar impacts our bodies, even in ways we wouldn't expect. Like, get this.
What?
The video says quitting sugar can be as good for your teeth
Oh, yeah.
as it is for your waistline.
That's a good one.
Wait, really? I had no idea there was a connection there.
Well, remember how we talked about inflammation?
Yeah.
Sugar actually feeds inflammation,
Okay.
and that inflammation can lead to gum disease.
Oh, wow, I never knew that.
Yeah, so by cutting back on sugar, you're not only reducing those cravings, you're also creating a healthier environment in your mouth.
That's amazing. Okay, this is seriously making me rethink my sugar intake.
It's eye-opening, isn't it?
Totally. But the video does address, you know, the elephant in the room, right?
Yeah, and what's that?
Our world is obsessed with sugar.
Oh, 100%. It's everywhere you turn.
Exactly. So how do you actually navigate that, especially in social situations?
Yeah, that's the tricky part. The video talks about how this can be one of the biggest challenges.
Because it's not always about willpower, right? It's about like dealing with those external temptations.
Exactly. Think about it. Birthday parties, holidays, even just grabbing coffee with a friend.
Right. There's always something sugary tempting you.
Exactly. And the video shares a really interesting anecdote about this.
Okay, what is it?
So there's this professional wrestler who totally transformed his body, right?
Okay.
Quit sugar, got super healthy.
Good for him.
But people kept making comments about how he looked sick because he'd lost weight.
You're kidding. That is so frustrating. It's like his healthy choices were being perceived negatively.
Exactly. And it just goes to show how much our perceptions are shaped by, societal norms and expectations.
That's so true. So how do you deal with that? Like, how do you stay strong when you're facing those kinds of pressures?
That's where having a good support system is key.
So important, right? Like people who get it and encourage you.
Exactly. Surround yourself with people who understand your goals and support your choices.
Because ultimately, it's about so much more than just willpower.
Absolutely. It's about making a conscious decision to prioritize your well-being.
I love that. This has been such an eye-opening deep dive. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling inspired.
Me too. It's amazing what we can learn from just one video, right?
Right. We've gone from sneaky sugars to superhero status, but I think we've arrived at the big question.
What's that?
Is a 30-day sugar detox right for you?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Right. So to recap, those first few days might be a bit bumpy. There are definitely social hurdles to navigate, but the potential benefits.
They're huge. We're talking fat loss, more energy, better focus, reduced inflammation, not to mention those pearly whites.
It's pretty remarkable when you lay it all out there. So, as we wrap up our deep dive, here's something to ponder. Could you handle a 30-day sugar detox? And more importantly, what amazing changes might you experience?
Now there's some food for thought.